Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio, it's one of the best in the world. Facebook.com/TQMind, tweet me at rsteve44, or just go onto my Facebook so that way we can accommodate you any way we can. We are going into the heart of massage season right now, and Tranquil Mind by Rod is ready for any type of event that you're having. Once again, Tranquil Mind by Rod, Facebook.com/TQMind. And this year, I know last week we were, for the month of February, we were going through the Love and series, and there was no way we could do the Love and series without love and money. Money, believe it or not, influences a lot when it comes down to relationships, from the way you date, from who you date, from the way you propose to somebody. When you get into a committed relationship, how much you do before you have children. And then when you have children, money just always plays a big factor. So love and money goes hand in hand whether you like it or not. We are in tax season right now, and a lot of people are saying this phrase here: wait till I get my tax return and X, Y, and Z is going to happen. When I get my tax return, X, Y, and Z is going to happen. This is what we're going to do. So right now, a lot of things that impact relationships are on hold or on display because of money. And that's how we're going to close out the Love and series. And once again, I thank you for each and every one of you listening to Love and Series. It's getting a lot of buzz. And if you missed any of the different topics we talked about during the Love and Series, you can always go back onto the podcast. We'll repost a lot of these segments so that way you get a chance to hear what you've been missing. And what you've been missing, I would say I want to introduce Miss Choices to those and present to you some of Miss Choices. You know, she was missing last week, but she's back this week. So really glad to have her back. Miss Choices, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hi, everyone.
All right, so we're talking about love and money. So my first question to you is, how do you feel money impacts relationships?
Well, I feel that money impacts relationships by, you know, it can be a small stature or a large stature, because a lot of times women won't even get involved with a man if he don't have money. And then you have just the opposite. You have those women who feel like the money, you know what I'm saying, they got money, then their man got money, so they take care of him. My thing is, it should be kind of in the middle. Don't want no one with nothing, and you don't want, you know what I'm saying, to be, you know what I'm saying, somebody's sugar mama, so to speak, or somebody's caretaker, so to speak. So somebody come to the table with something is great. But with love in a relationship, you mentioned something about people and their taxes. Yeah, some dudes will get in the idea, okay, I'm going to be nice to her for a couple months, and, you know what I'm saying, right before, make sure she gets something for Valentine's, so when she get ready to buy her taxes, I'm going to get my cut. Well, if you're that weak and you fall for it every year, that's on you. But a smart woman would know the difference in between somebody who's real about a relationship and just didn't show up after Christmas or around New Year's. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all have to be careful.
Yeah, there's a truth right there. I just had a person just recently talking about, he said he's going to propose to me as soon as his tax returns come in. Are you serious? Are you going to fall for that? No, he's saying he's going to wait for his tax returns to come in to propose to you and get that ring out. Nah, that's not happening. You don't want to fall for that trap. A lot of people in general, you know, they feel that, okay, that's like that, you know, when my taxes come in, that's like the whole avenue for everything. You're going to get married, you're going to go on a cruise, you know, going to wine and dine, going to take all these different, you know, don't fall for it. Trust me, that tax return, if it ever comes in, is not going to be your ticket to a better relationship.
Definitely not. It's probably going to cause them a headache because once you realize that the facade that they've been putting up, or, you know, my thing is, it's good to get your taxes, but it's very, very seldom that it lasts through the year, and it's very seldom that people really do with it what they say they're going to do with it. So if you're one of those who just fall for the sweet lie real quick, then, you know what I'm saying, that means you've been gullible all year round. And now you see that little ray of sunshine in, you know what I'm saying, what you call in your relationship. However, he's been playing you for so long, you don't even know that he's still playing you, even though he's giving you a sweet nothing or some positive thing you want to think about. But, I mean, you just got to know your man and know your relationship, and don't fall victim to someone who's selling you a dream.
That's a really big point right there. And this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Tour and Production, Tour Entertainment. And we're talking about love and money. And now let's start from the early stage when you're dating. You know, a lot of times when you're dating, you know, like I said, I know from a male perspective, like I said, this time of year is that time where everything, you know, starts falling into place. Like, okay, you know what? I'm really going to go all out and ball out and, you know, impress the female because, shoot, I got a little extra money coming in. And I'm gonna try to step in and just try to ball out right now. So that's something that, you know, you see from early stages. But, you know, does that kind of play a factor when it comes down to the long term relationship? Do you think that women look at how the early stages of dating go when they're balling out and expect that and anticipate that later on?
Well, yeah, of course. You get your expectations up to being treated a certain type of way and doing certain type of things. But anybody knows in a real relationship, it may or may not always be like that 100% because things do happen. And my thing is, are you going to support them when they do hit those downfalls, or, you know what I'm saying, are you going to support them when you need it the most? But if not, then you're going to be the one who, you know what I'm saying, you're going to be the one with hurt feelings and, you know, in a hurtful way because of you was like, okay, I remember we used to go to Ruth Chris. Well, maybe he can't afford Ruth Chris right now. Maybe all he can afford is Applebee's, you know.
Better enjoy that 2 for $20, that limited app, but, you know. Shoot.
Sometimes that's all you need.
You can't go to Ruth Chris all the time.
Right, but if you so stuck on, you're like, nah, I need for him to be spending $60, $70 on me all times. Okay. All right, so what happens when next month you don't have no lights but because you went to Ruth Chris? You know, what happens when, you know, something happens to your car and they can't get fixed because you was at Ruth Chris? Come on now, you got to think about it here. The grass is not always green all the time. Seasons change. You know, so if you can't roll with the seasons, I don't know what to tell you.
See, that's a big thing because, believe me, when you get into a committed relationship and you get married and you're in a relationship for a very long time, you gotta learn how to show love and the ball and the budget. You know, that's the thing. There's a lot of times where, you know, when you're in a committed relationship and you're married, where you want to do certain things, you want to take your wife out, you know, on a cruise. You want to treat your husband to a couple of things, but the thing is, you got to realize how to balance that budget. And thing is, balancing the budget is such a hard thing because both sides gotta compromise on certain aspects. There's certain aspects of things that where, you know, where one party might want to do something that the other one might not. You know that your wife wants to get her nails and hair done at least once a month. So that means you're going to have to sacrifice probably hanging out at the bar for a couple of days. So that way you got to put that money aside for, you know, for your wife's stuff. Meanwhile, on the other side, the wife can understand that, okay, you know, you want to try to do, you know, certain things with the fellas maybe once a week or, you know, maybe twice a month. So that way she may have to cut back on some of the things that she likes. Compromise is one of the biggest things when it comes down to relationships. And that's the big thing that either hurts the relationship or prevents a relationship from happening because one side or the other doesn't want to compromise with the other.
Yeah, and that's true. If you're not willing to compromise, somebody's going to be hurt because you're setting yourself up for failure for one. But my thing is, don't get me wrong, I'm all about budgeting. That's how I live my life. That's how I'm able to do things that I do. Okay, you have your moments in there where you may can splurge on something, but it may not be every single week or every single month. Maybe this month, hey, I might need to take my lunch to work all week because, you know, that $30 a week habit can be money in my pocket. Okay, save yourself some money that way. Or, yeah, I would love to get my nails done. Maybe this time I don't need to get all the designs. Maybe I need to get something full and save that extra $5 or $6. Or maybe I have a homegirl who can do my eyebrows. That'll save me $7 or $8 for me to get my eyebrows done. You can cut a corner. And, you know, men, I know you have your specialty people you want to get your hair cuts from. Fully understand. But then, like you say, this may be that week where, dang, I can't go out with the fellas. Or I can go out with the fellas versus me spending big meal on a drink. Maybe I can just be a beer week. I only have a couple beers and I'm done. You have to think long term in life. And then God forbid you have a child. That's just going to throw a monkey wrench in them because they always need something every day.
Oh, you ain't lying there. And that's another avenue that can affect relationships. When it comes down to the talk of children, there was a good friend of mine that I met for years. He was married for 8 years. And I was asking, oh, man, you've been married for 8 years. You know, when are you going to have that child? He's like, oh, shoot, when my bank tells me I'm able to. And that's problem number one. You can never prepare for children. And there's a lot of people out there that actually try to prepare financially for having a child. Even if you have strong financial background, if you have, you know, the right, you know, good jobs, good steady paying jobs, there's still no way to prepare for the impact that a child will have on your life. And I mean, I don't care if you're Bill Gates or Bill from around the corner, it's just not going to happen where you think that you have, no matter how much money you have, you can prepare for a child. And that's the truth there.
Yeah, that's real truth. I came in contact with one of my coworkers, and he's recently married. Okay, but your wife is older than you are, so she's looking at the age factor. But the funny thing was, he was like, yeah, I got a puppy to see how I could be able to handle it. I said, really? Did you compare a puppy to having a real child? Like, who does that? He was like, yeah, I'm trying to save enough money so we can have a baby. I was like, look, I'm like you. It's no way for you to save for a child. And it's funny, and, you know, there are a lot of women and teenage moms who have kids in their teens. I'm pretty sure they didn't pick up the budget to pay for a child, but you will find a way. And my thing is, if you feel like you need to save up or your budget has to be a certain type of way to have, you know what I'm saying, bring another life into this world, you're being really selfish. I'm not telling you to go out and just have a baby, anything like that, or don't have any. But, Lee, when you feel that if my money's not at a certain point, then I can't have a child, well, things are always going to come up. Things are always going to happen. So you're probably never going to reach that mark unless, you know, you really dig deep into, you know what I'm saying, your spending habits. So how in the world are you going to technically say, if I get $50,000 to go have a baby? Okay, if you got $50,000, you'll be paying $50,000 to have that baby. And then what you going to do?
Yes,
are you
going to
do it for something else?
That is real talk right there. No matter what, the children, there's just so many different elements when it comes down to having a child and preparing for a child and trying to balance what you do in your relationship with your spouse and what you do in a relationship with your children. And that, a lot of times, puts a lot of stress and strain in relationships because, you know, what happens is that, oh, man, you know, I got to spend $100 here for, you know, for the child, for braces. I got to spend another $150 here for the doctor's appointment, $150 here for the, you know, dentist appointment. You know, medical injury just happened. Oh, she got sick. He got sick. Oh, I got to pay for this. And what that does, that cuts out of the funding that you were trying to maybe put aside to spend that quality time with your spouse. And that does happen. So the thing is, what you do to create a long-lasting relationship and create a relationship that's not built solely on money is to learn how to do the little things that still create that moment while you're at home or create that moment while you're out doing some things with the kids or doing some things this way. You're separate from the kids and you're with your spouse, you're with the mate, and you're trying to keep that relationship strong. Don't base it all on money. And when you do that, that's a significant factor on how to make sure that this relationship is long-term. Now, with that in mind, there's a lot of those that go into the gold digger groupie mentality where they say, you know, I'm not getting with him unless he got some bank. Or, you know, when I get with somebody, I'm going to get some money. I want to get with a female with some money so I can fall back. So can relationships be built off of that and sustained?
I think not. Because don't get me wrong. And, you know, I don't want no bum dude who's walking around with his hand out and always needs something. That's not who I want. But I do want that, you know, I need stability. I want somebody who at least come to the table with half. I'm not going to pick somebody who's still staying with his mom. He were, you know, you look on a hot mess every day. Every time I see, I got to come pick you up. No, I mean, you got to have standards. And I would never fault any woman for, you know what I'm saying, holding to their standards. First off, you don't have no car, we ain't talking. Because I'm no one's cabbie, I'm no one's chauffeur. And I'm not going to feel obligated.
But that dude could be on the bus right now trying to save that money to build that business. Bill Gates probably rode a bus for a couple of years, and now look at him.
He just wouldn't be for me because I'm not getting on no bus. And you can call me uppity or whatever, but then again, to say that, I'm still not out for someone. As soon as I meet you, I need for you to pay my lights, pay my rent, pay for this, pay for that. No, I got me. If you want to do something for me, that'll be my extra. Then, you know, and I'm the type of woman that I'm not looking for it, but if you offer it, I'm good. And I'll tell anyone, you can do whatever you're going to do for me, but don't put yourself in a situation. Don't think that you got to go spend $400 or $500 on me and to keep my attention. No, I'm not one of them. But if you do, that's great. Like, maybe you can't afford Pandora. Okay, I understand. I'll take the little charm bracelet, fill it all the way up for $150 if that's all you could do. But don't go out and buy a Pandora bracelet knowing these charms can range anywhere from $25 to $80-something, and you ain't got it. So I'm walking around with one charm and bracelet itself costs $200, so it's a wrap. We know we ain't eating, we ain't going nowhere for the next 2 months. You don't want to live like that. But don't, you know, and on the back end of that, if you got it like that, then you got it like that. But don't think that the only reason why I'm with you, the only reason I'm taking time out with you is because you have it like that. It's great. Never going to knock anybody from having their stuff together. But I'll tell anyone, the same way you reach that point, you can also fall. Because when the recession hit, a whole lot of people was making six figures. And when they had to go down to making $20,000 and $30,000 a year, they didn't foresee that. So their whole lifestyle changed. Before, you didn't qualify for food stamps. Now you need them. Not want them, but now you need them. So, I feel like anything can happen, and people should be frugal with things that they do. Not saying you shouldn't, you know, take a trip once a year, you know, because that's me. I can use my tax however I want to. I may choose to pay for a trip, or I may choose to pay my bills up, whatever I decide to do with it. But the goal you should, the mentality you should have throughout the year is to try to save, you know, but don't be with somebody because, oh, he balling. Okay, he balling, but there may come a day when he ain't balling. How you going to handle that? Don't be mad.
This is Love Talk, Law Talk Radio, Toilet Production, Toilet Entertainment. This is a public service announcement for all y'all that are going out there that's looking for that dude that, you know, that, like I said, if he ain't got a hot car right now, he ain't rocking the right clothes. And you know what I'm saying? I respect where you're coming from with, you know, with the, you know, don't want to ride with the dude on the bus. But you know what? That dude on the bus might be in there just saving up his money. That way he can build franchises and build empires. Sometimes you got to start off on that bus to start to get the business. You can't have business without the bus in the front. So that's where it's got to go sometimes. You know, you got to build that empire. So, you know, and that's where a lot of women miss the opportunity that they may have with someone that might be best for them, might be ideal for them. Like, oh, man, dude is cool, but I'm not going to walk with him. you know, dude's all right, but, you know, I don't know if I can, you know, if I can hang out with him because, you know, he got to get the value meal at McDonald's. But, you know, sometimes you got to realize that money, that short-term money might build to a long-term, you know, long-term entity that will be really, you know, really big for both of you if you stick it out. You know, like,
true.
I heard this morning, it was too funny on one of the shows, talking about how Bill Gates probably goes back to his high school reunions and look at everybody now like, yo, and, you know, you thought I was just some dude just hanging out in my mom's basement. Now look at me.
But don't get me wrong, the whole thing is, if you're on the bus and you're trying to get your $1 million plan in order, great. You don't need nobody. You ain't looking for nobody because they're going to mess up your budget. Because people don't want stuff regardless. So if you don't want nobody to mess up your budget, but you got a $1 million plan in mind, when you get your $1 million, come holler at me. Because I don't want to be the cause of you messing up your budget because I needed something and it wasn't in your budget. But now your budget is good and you got your $1 million program going and it ain't nothing. So holler at me when it ain't nothing. Just keep my number on stash. But I'm just not walking with you on the bus. It's not even frugal for me to be with you while you're on the bus. Because you're going to put me on your budget. You know, I might not be on your budget. I might be all right. So I'm not going to lower my standard while you're trying to get yourself together. Holler at me when you get yourself together. And then we may have a wonderful relationship, but I still ain't rocking with you on this bus. Even if it is that dude on the bus, he may like you now, but he know if he got a plan in mind, your relationship status going to have to be on hold because that relationship ain't going to fit into that budget because you cut it down to the bare minimum. So when someone else comes along to add to your plan, that's going to take from what you already doing. You just wait. You know, just hold up.
True, yeah, that's true, yeah, because if you were the one that's on the bus, when you get on, and you ask a white girl, like Kanye would say, you know. True, it's tough because the thing is, money changes situations so much. People might feel that, okay, I'm with you, I feel you right now because we don't have anything, but when you come up, when you come on, you know, some people take that and think like, okay, look what I've done. I've gotten better, you know, with you. I might be able to do even better without you. And that's where money can also play a big factor. There's a lot of dudes and a lot of women that became, you know, really successful. And once they became really successful, the people that were there when they were at the bottom, you know, they flip and say, shoot, I don't need you. I want to go with the status. And that's something that a lot of times gets caught up in relationships, the status factor, where, you know, feel like, shoot, I made you, so I don't need you anymore. I'm going to go to X, Y, and Z because she's already in that status that I'm supposed to be at, and you're still caught up on the block that you were with when we first got together. And, you know, and that plays a big factor in relationships too, where, you know, where the money can even flip your mentality on who you love.
Yeah, I'm not mad at her either, because I don't need nobody to be on the block all their life, and then I'm sitting here working my tail off trying to get a better life, and you just sitting back still nickel and diamond. No, it's not going to work. I feel 100%. You know, meet me halfway or meet me at my worst. I don't need nobody who's not going to bring nothing to the table. Nah, because I'm not going to be footing the bill every time we walk up out of the house. Nope. We can swap it out. I can pick a turn. You can pick a turn. I'm very 50-50. I'm good with that. You know, but I'm not going to be the all one throwing my card on the table, you know what I'm saying, swipey. No, what are you swiping or what are you putting to the table? It has to be, you got to bring something. And I tell anyone, you don't have to be a millionaire to be with me, but you got to have your part. And I'm not going to down you because of what you're making, because you may not be the head of the house as far as the money concerned. But be a man, stand up, and if you feel like you need, if you need this where you can improve, improve. Don't get stuck there. That's my thing. Just keep trying. Don't come with no pipe dreams. Come with something that's more realistic, and we can build off that. But
I tell you, you just brought up a really big point right there, talking about, you know, how a lot of dudes, when they're not the financial head of the household, that really does have a big play on how it impacts the relationship. You know, it's, you know, there's a lot of dudes. I mean, shoot, I mean, all of us come to a fault, you know, as far as a man, saying that, you know what, we need to be the ones that are providing. You know, we're taught to be the provider. So a lot of times when we're not the provider, that makes a really big, you know, conflict when it comes down to the money aspect of a relationship.
Yeah, but don't get caught up in the hype, because all men don't make more money than women. And all men are not with women who make less money than they do. But how she carries you and how she treats you and how she's supposed to respect you should be enough. Like, don't throw it in your face, oh, I made such and such and you make this. If I ever hear a woman say that to a man and they make less than them, I probably slap her. It ain't even my business. Because you never belittle a man, because, you know, you knew all this coming into the relationship. And even if it wasn't, he had more than you had, and now you're beyond him. I'm pretty sure he didn't tell you, well, shoot, you don't make with $8 an hour, and I'm making $16. Why? You're supposed to love each other unconditionally and understand that, you know what I'm saying, it's a part of a partnership. Things change. People grow. People, you know what I'm saying, people move on, or people, you know what I'm saying, exceed their own personal expectations. But don't take it out on them, because that's who you marry. If that's who you love, always treat that person with respect and, you know, and uphold them. And I'll tell anyone, when we walk out this door or even in this household, I'm be checking with you, make sure it's all right. I don't care if you are a $5 man, wherever, guess what, every day of the week he go to work, he do much overtime as he can, and when he can do, he do. But my lights ain't never been cut off, my car ain't never been repo. You better think about it.
I'll tell you, that's the truth right there. That's the biggest point. That's why we did this whole Love and series. And the whole Love and series will be available on Facebook starting tomorrow morning. We're going to post all 5 editions of the Love and series. If you are starting a relationship, or you are in a relationship, or you are married, you should listen to all 5 episodes of the Love and series, because this is important to knowing how to build that better relationship and how to strengthen the relationship. If you have any questions, if you have any comments, or anything you want to talk about, you can email us, go to Choices Brown, you can go to you know, tweet me at RC44. You can hit me up on my Facebook. You know, just try to let us know what you think about this, because this is what Love Talk is all about. This is all about trying to build the relationships and trying to make sure that things are going strong and you know what you need to put everything complete. So we're in the March. We're going to go into March Madness this month. So the madness is going to begin when it comes down to some of our relationships. So listen up for the next 3-4 weeks, because we got a lot of different topics we're going to talk about in regard to March Madness and trying to build now for the rest of the year and for the future, so that way springtime is going to be that time for love. So once again, I thank each and every one of you for listening to the show. Like, share the podcast. All the love bands are going to be available. So, Ms. Choices, let them know how they can contact you as well.
You can hit me up on Facebook at Choices Brown, or you can also hit me up on my blog that comes out mostly every week. You know, life happens. And it might be about you. Definitely leave your comments and concerns. Let us know if you want to hear something on a certain topic. We'll get it out to you, or even on the show. And I've always, you know what I'm saying, good feedback, bad feedback, either way, we'll take it.
That's right, that's right. And this is one of the fastest growing shows on Blog Talk Radio, and I really want to appreciate each and every one of you for just listening to it. And even those that are going back on the podcast, listening to it once, twice, three times, definitely thank you for listening. And anytime you want to contact this show, you know, when we're on the air, you can always call 347-850-1228 and voice your opinion on the air. We want to hear what people are talking about. But right now, we're out of time. For Miss Choices, this is Mr. Rod Stevie. Until next time, we'll talk.